All right, Red's Corner coming to you from Dallas, Texas. And if you are caught up with the current news of what's going on right now, I am recording this podcast in the dark. Got a little flashlight next to me from my phone. We got the faucets dripping throughout the house so the pipes won't freeze. It's a little chilly in here. You know, I was just in the garage working out and the lights turned off. And I thought my roommates or my dad was pranking me because we got an email saying that the power was officially back on after the past 3.5 days. And I was like, all right, well, if they're pranking me, they'll probably open the door in a second and start laughing. And the door never opened. So I opened the fridge in the garage and the light was off and that killed my vibe. Like, to hear that the power is back and then it goes off again kind of sucks. But you know, you can, during and after and before, right? Before this, we all had our routines. During, all of our routines have been diminished. And after, well, it hasn't come yet, but you can do something within this moment of time, whether you have power or not, to come out of this a fucking winner. Sorry, I just chugged a protein shake. So, all right, we're good. You saw the title of this episode. You are 101% habit. What does that mean? Well, there's good habits and there's bad habits. Good habits being every morning you have healthy breakfast. You know, every afternoon you hit the gym. You spend an hour at work networking. Like, you know, you invest 10% of every paycheck. There's good habits. And then there's bad habits. You drink, you know, Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. Consistently every single week. You choose to scroll on your phone as soon as you wake up and get blasted with the news and negative people and just shit that you shouldn't be consuming in the mornings. You're grabbing a cookie when you first walk into your house instead of a banana. All kinds of negative shit. So what I mean by your 100% habit is your entire life is kind of coded by these habits that you've developed in what could be 40 years, 60 years, 12 years, 18 years, and in my case, 19 years. Forgot my own damn age there for a second. I'm going crazy, just cooped up in this house. Let's get it together, Texas. Come on. But, you know, there's always those quotes. It takes 21 days to build a habit, but 90 days to build a lifestyle, and only 2 days to ruin a lifestyle. And that's, you know, you could range those numbers around based upon the person, but that's a pretty close assumption. You know, when you consistently brush your teeth for 90 days, you know, when you're young, you start to just make a habit for the rest of your life. Every morning, every night, you're going to brush your teeth for 1 to 2 minutes. But doesn't that make sense to you? Like, doesn't that, like, really dig into that? What do you do when you wake up? You probably instantly snooze that alarm. And then after snoozing it for a little bit, you probably open straight up to Instagram or TikTok, Facebook, Gmail, Spark, whatever you use for your email. And then you get up, you probably are ungrateful, thinking negative thoughts. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, my body hurts. Because the night before, you know, you ate really late and that food was digesting all night. You didn't get good rest. Or you drank and you're hungover. Or you didn't get enough water and your body's dehydrated. It all adds up. You wonder why you wake up not feeling good, or you wonder why you can't sleep at night. It's because all those little teeny tiny habits throughout the day, during the morning, are just absolutely fucking you over. You start every single morning negative, and you end every single day not truly, you know, ending that cycle. If you end the day falling asleep on your phone, you know, on TikTok or watching a movie while you have food digesting in your system and you're also dehydrated, so you have nothing keeping that motion going throughout your body, you know, like lubricating, kind of like oil in a machine. It's not good for you. So start pinpointing those habits. You know, what can you add? We all make these diets and these routines and these schedules where we take things away and we take. No one wants to have something taken away from them, especially from ourselves. Start adding in things. Add in a cold shower Monday morning to wake you up for the week. Add in a chapter of reading per day. Add in an apple or a banana every morning. Add in a smoothie. you know, these iced coffees we're drinking on the daily. That's just, it's not good. Yeah, it tastes good, but it's not helping you. It's killing your abs. It's not waking you up as much as you think it is. And it's just straight up bad for you, and you're digging that hole every single morning. You know, black coffee, fruit, that'll do the same job. And it's not like you have to take away Starbucks every day. Monday Starbucks, Tuesday fruit and black coffee, Wednesday Starbucks, Thursday fruit and black coffee. You get what I mean. You are 100% habit your whole entire day. Whether you're sleeping, whether you're at work, whether you're eating, waking up, hanging out with someone, it's all habit. Think about it. The people you hang out with, that's a habit. If they're bad, it's time to break that habit. I mean, have you ever gone 24 hours without complaining? Have you ever gone 24 hours without retrieving that grateful feeling? See, when I wake up, when my mentors wake up, they write down 5 things they're grateful for or more, most likely more. I just try and get bare minimum 5. And then throughout the day, you know, whether I'm squatting, whether I'm lifting, whether I'm running, whether I'm stressed, you know, at work, whether I'm tired, you know, whether I want to complain, I go back and retrieve that. Oh, I wrote down I'm happy to be alive. I wrote down that I'm happy that I have the free will to do whatever I want. I wrote down that I'm grateful for my parents. I wrote down that I'm grateful for my mentors. I wrote down that I'm grateful for fitness and music and podcasts every day. And I call upon that to get me through those tough moments. So if you're negative throughout the day, you're not just some negative, mopey person. Oh, I'm just tired. Oh, I'm just a negative person. Oh, I'm just in a bad mood. No. You're doing these many things that are fucking you over day in and day out, every week, every month, and every year. You're doing it all the time. All right? You are 100% habit. It's time to start adding things in. At least one workout a day. If you do one workout a day, can you fit in a 30-minute walk after work? Can you fit in at least one healthy meal? Can you stop eating past 10 p.m.? Can you keep caffeine away after afternoon? There's all these steps you can do to add things. But stop being like, oh, I'm never eating cookies again. I'm never going to miss a workout again. I'm never going to be negative again. I'm never going to say that word again. Yes, you will. You will. That's how that's how average people do it. That's how losers do it. I'm never going to play video games again. Add things in. I'm going to read instead of playing video games today. You know, I've said 100 times and I should just keep it simple. Fix your habits. Add things in and pinpoint where the problems are. You got this. I'm grateful for you guys. Don't forget to get after it and let me know what you thought about today's episode. Maybe send it to a friend, send it to a colleague, send it to your parents. I don't care who you send it to. Just make sure you send it to someone who deserves to hear this message. Again, I greatly appreciate you guys. Get after it and peace out.